20,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
That ain't service. I think the black Baptists think they're supposed to sit and rust. Because most of them do that. Won't he sit down? I'm sitting down. After church, I bet they can tell you exactly what everybody had on. Child, did nothing match. You've been called to serve this generation. Service is doing something for somebody else. And not looking for nothing in return. Jesus had them disciples saying, you know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison, you visited me. He said, now, Lord, when we saw you hungry, you the bread of life. You the living water. You heal the sick. You set the captives free. When you done it to the least. You done it to me. That's serving. Giving, that's serving. Sharing, that's serving. Forgiving, that's serving. Loving each other in spite of, that's service. I don't know about you, but there's some things I don't like about Willie. But I love Willie. In spite of the differences. And all of us got something wrong. Maybe you don't, maybe you don't, maybe you don't, maybe you don't. But love covers a multitude. And if we can't love each other here and now, how do we expect to love each other in heaven or to go to heaven? Jesus said, they will know you are my disciple, you are my followers, because you have love of each other. I have passed from death to life, for I love the brethren. It's called us to salvation. And you can't love if you ain't saved. Calls us to surrender. You can't love if you haven't surrendered home. Paul said, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That's your holy and acceptable. That's your reasonable. That's the least thing you can do. You put yourself on the altar. And that word sacrifice, it means to go up and smoke. Being willing to give your life for Christ. That's when you have surrendered. When you put it all in his hand. You may trip, you may fall, but he'll get you back up. From Genesis to Revelation, I only saw one somebody that was perfect. Don't give nobody a license to sin. But God wants your heart. It's about the motives of your heart that God is looking at, not your out of appearance. We high on image. We want to look good. Ain't nothing wrong with looking good. I don't say rev talking about looking, yeah, look good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But make sure you're looking good on the inside. See, these old legs, you could do the mashed potato, Brother Brown. They usually could do the slide, Brother Brown. They can't now, though. They did. Some of y'all did, too. I ain't the only one that used to dance. There's a little bit now. We're going to get all holy on me here now. decent and in order. Decent and in order. Here he tells us that if we want rest, we got to come to Jesus. If you want your burden lightened, you got to come to Jesus. My Lord, if you're weary and tired and struggling with your life, you got to come to Jesus. If you're weary from the storms you've been called to face, you got to come to Jesus. Are you worn out and tired of being sick and tired, trying to serve God in the power of your flesh? You got to come to Jesus. Are you weary from the burden of sin and guilt? You got to come to Jesus. There is a place of rest, and it is in Jesus and those who come to him. His words to us, come unto me all ye that labor. All, that word all is inclusive. Everybody that's burdened. And everybody's burdened about something. If you burn out on religion, come to me. All who are heavy laden. All who are carrying a heavy burden. All who are overburdened. All who need rest for your soul. Come to me. I come to tell you, my darling, as I come to a close, a Mercedes-Benz won't give you no rest. Might give you some trouble. Thank you, dear. Mercedes-Benz won't give you no rest. You can have a bank account that you don't have to balance your checkbook, but it won't give you rest. You got millionaires jumping out windows and killing themselves. You got a trumped-up president. Is restless. You ever look at him on TV? The man is restless. His family is restless. It's a dysfunctional family. Look at him. He got billions of dollars. It got his name on everything across the country. But he's restless. He burdened. He don't have no peace. Because he don't know Jesus. He got it so bad there, you got to agree with him or get out of town. He got all the answers. And he's the biggest liar. He said the liars won't tarry. And that man can lie. Can he lie? All of that, because you don't know Jesus. I'm giving you a picture, and you see it all the time across the TV. But when you know Jesus, it'll make a difference in your life. But you got to come to him with all of yourself. Bring all of your garbage. Bring all of your brokenness. Bring all of your burdens. Bring them to Jesus and leave them there. Reason why you can trust him, because he went to Calvary. Hallelujah. He went to Calvary one Friday where he hung, bled, and died in your place, in my place. But early, early, early Sunday morning, my rock in a weary land. Early, my Alpha and Omega. The captain of my salvation. Early, my shout in the time of storm. Early, my battle axe in the wall. Early, my rose of Sharon. Early, my bright and morning star. Early, my bread when I'm hungry. My water when I'm thirsty. Early, my redeemer, my healer. Early, get up, get up. Get up, get up, still up. We'll be up till he come back for his church. Good evening, my honey. Just hold on a little while longer. Keep trusting him no matter what. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just let him have his way. Because he will give you rest. Perfect rest. Perfect peace. But nobody else or nothing else will give you rest. You can look at all of the, and nothing wrong with it, devotional tapes and what have you, but you have to make that decision to come to Jesus. You can go on YouTube and hear all these eloquent speakers, but you have to make that choice to come to Jesus. And Molly, George Miles said this in her book, however are you now, you may not get over that in a 24-hour period. You didn't get there in 24 hours. You may not get out in 24 hours. But if you trust God, day by day, he'll lead you out. And you will be stronger than you were when you went in. Those are churches open. There'll be one. We invite you to come. He says, come unto me, those that labor. And what he's saying is that the burdens are so heavy, cause you to feel like you're working on the job, just tired, exhausted, heavy laden, overly burdened. It could be the sin, your life, guilt, that will burden you down. But he's a God that will forgive you. He says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you all your sin and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. The devil wants you to think that you are in a state of wrongness. But God wants you to know you're in a state of rightness in Jesus Christ. For he put our sin on his son at Calvary, who knew no sin, never sinned, that we may become the righteousness of God. We have a right standing when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Satan wants you to think that you're in a state of wrongness. But if you love God, you are in a state of rightness in Christ Jesus. He did it all. Tell God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we lift up Jeffrey right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know his situation. You made him and you know all about it. Lord, we ask that you increase his faith. Refocus his focus. That he will focus on you today. You alone. Be obedient to your word, that which he knows to do. Lord, we just ask that you forgive him of his sin. Give him that second chance that he stands in need of right now in the name of Jesus. Give him strength to walk with you, Lord, in your pathway of righteousness. And Lord, let him know that you love him with an unconditional love. You love him. Help him to trust you.
Please,
help him to receive your love. Help him to know that you love him just as he is. You want to bring him to another level. If he would just give over to you, just surrender. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Brothers and sisters, let's go watch.
Hallelujah. I worship him. I give him glory. I love him. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. You thought it was saving.
All right.
So you came and changed my life. You thought it's worth keeping.
All right.
So you sack me up inside. You thought it's to die for. So you sacrifice your life. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. So I can be free.
That's all right.
Amen. That's great. Wonderful. Amen. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the powerful message, God. And Lord, we know that somebody's been helped, Lord God.
Yes.
Somebody's heart been touched, Lord God.
Yes.
Somebody's been changed, Lord. Somebody has been strengthened here today, Lord God, through the power of your word, through the preaching of the gospel, Lord. And we just want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. And Lord, we just pray, God, continue, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To grow in your grace, God. To grow in knowledge and understanding of you, Lord.
Yes.
To grow in your love, God. To grow in mercy and compassion, God.
Please.
To grow in unity, O God.
Mm-hmm.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism,
one
Father,
yes,
who's in all. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Dunn. Thank you, Lord, salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that we surrender all to you, Lord. We lay it all on the altar, God.
Yes.
The altar of sacrifice, God. And Lord, we pray that you would cleanse us, God.
Please.
And then lead us in the right way, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you for this day, Lord.
Yes, we do.
And now, Lord, we bless you, God.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you, Father. You said that as we come together, Lord, to partake of communion, that represents, Lord, your body and your blood, God, your death, your burial, your resurrection, God, all that you've done on our behalf. We want to thank you right now. We thank you for the bread that represents your body that was broken for us.
Yes.
We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord, for the wine, God, that represents your blood that was shed for the remission of sin.
Roll away.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God. And Father, you said as often as we eat the bread and drink
it
the wine,
was there,
we do show forth your death until
by
you come again.
Faith,
we know that you are coming back one day, Lord God. And Lord, we want to be ready when you come back, Father, because we desire to be with
and
you
now
for eternity, Lord.
I am happy all
and Father, we ask your mercy. We pray that you would forgive us of all our sins.
Please, please.
Cleanse us, O God.
Yes.
From all unrighteousness, Father. In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And again, we want to thank you for this
blessing.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
by faith I receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross where I first
saw the light,
and a burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by I received my sight.
Thank you.
Now I am happy all the day. At the cross, at the cross, where I first. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my light, and now I am happy all the days.
I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And they all, the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And they all drank. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. Thank you.
All right.
Blood for me, Jesus' precious blood, Jesus' precious blood,
Jesus'
precious blood for me. Day when I was lost, right up on the cross,
and I know it was the blood.
Right to
me.
Right to me, for
this me.
Jesus' precious blood. Jesus' precious blood. For me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross.
And I know it
was the blood for me. It was the blood.
And I know it
was the blood.
And I know it was the blood.
For me.
One day when I
was lost,
he died upon the cross.
And I know it was the blood for me.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Let the church say amen. I need to speak to you just for a few minutes. We have leaks in the building from the area just past the kitchen where the choir rows are at, all the way down that right side. If you have time, whenever you're here, you can go down there and look in those classrooms. All those classrooms, I think most places where it's not leaking at is in the secretary room. And so it looks real bad. The roof, some of the roof is just about to fall in. So anyway, talked with the deacons earlier. We need to get that fixed. And that roof need to be repaired from where
it. Gonna sing some old hymns of the church, y'all. Just kind of put your hands together like that. Song just says, glad to be in the service.
Glad to be in the service.
You sing it too.
Glad to be in the service.
Glad to be in the service.
Glad to be in the service.
One more time.
One time.
Didn't have to let me live. Didn't have to let me live.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church.